USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Houston FBI office not releasing all the details, but it is looking for a second suspect of interest or possible suspect in yesterday's suspected terror-related incident at a gate to the Naval Air Station Corpus Christi, which led to an hours-long lockdown. The suspected shooter was eventually killed. The White House planning to release guidelines for reopening houses of worship today. The guidelines had been delayed so the administration could revise CDC recommendations to make them less restrictive. They will still include social distancing and an order to wear gloves when handing out communion. Treasury Chief Steve Mnuchin on whether there should be another stimulus package in the face of the pandemic.
I think there is a strong likelihood we will need another bill, but we just have $3 trillion we're pumping into the economy, and we're going to step back for a few weeks.
USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I haven't got a cold in 2.5 years. My wife can't argue with my track record because she's seen me not get sick. My daughter got sick over Christmas. My wife got it about 3 days after she left. I went through both of them, didn't get sick. I tell people I like to think my immune system is armored up and I'm able to repel these simple, stupid colds. And if it isn't that, then what is it? Because I'd get at least a couple colds a year. And what has changed in the last 2.5 years? The only thing I can think of is I'm taking my fruits and vegetables, you know, the balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
President Trump says the U.S. would stay open if a second wave of coronavirus hits. He says his administration will, in his words, put out the fires, but would not close down the country again, making the pledge while touring a Ford plant in Ann Arbor, Michigan yesterday. Democratic Senator and former presidential hopeful Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota has been asked by presidential candidate Joe Biden to undergo a formal vetting to be considered as his vice presidential running mate, and she's agreed. But she's only one of several women on Biden's list. Here's more from USA Radio's John Hunt.
While several are expected to consent to the vetting, at least one potential contender has bowed out. Senator Jeanine Shaheen, the Democrat from New Hampshire, who's running for re-election, declined Biden's invitation to be considered. But Senator Maggie Hassan, the other New Hampshire senator, has agreed, according to local news report.
Find us online at usaradio.com.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
Grand Canyon National Park will be open for Memorial Day weekend with restrictions. They will limit the number of cars and people inside the park. The man who recorded video of the fatal shooting of Ahmaud Arbery in Georgia is under arrest. The Georgia Bureau of Investigation says 50-year-old William Bryan Jr. is in custody on charges of murder and criminal attempt to commit false imprisonment. A retired police officer and his adult son are also charged in the murder of Arbery, a 25-year-old black man who was shot and killed while he was jogging through a neighborhood in February. The suspects claim that he was a suspect in some break-ins and burglaries in the neighborhood. Actress Lori Loughlin and her husband will serve prison time after agreeing to plead guilty in the college admissions fraud case. Loughlin's agreeing to spend 2 months in federal prison for paying $500,000 to help get her daughters into USC. And her fashion designer husband is being sentenced to 5 months in prison if the judge okays it at a hearing later today. The couple among about 50 people charged in the case that prosecutors have dubbed Varsity Blues. And gas prices this Memorial Day weekend, the lowest in 17 years. While prices are starting to creep back up, the AAA says the average gallon of unleaded regulars is $1.87. And again, find us online at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.